we purchased it new back in about 4 months ago, and we had the, it was the top of the range model at the time, last year's model, and it was bought really just because my wife decided she wanted to sort of try and help with all the fumes and the pollution. And yeah, we've been really happy with it as a car overall, but there have been a few sort of bits and pieces that have made us open our eyes quite a bit. The downfalls are probably the distance that you can get on it, which it does vary quite a lot depending on the temperature outside. You find that a full charge might not be what you're told it should be, and then within about 10 minutes of driving you find you've dropped right down, so you could never do a long journey on it, and you always have to sort of think about where you can plug it in and how far you can go. We don't tend to use it as our main car. We had a charging unit put in the house when we got it, about a month after having it. And we pretty much put it on charge, I'd say, every 2 nights. We just leave it on charge overnight. And it lasts, it can last a few days if you're just going to sort of Ashford and back from Hythe. But apart from that, it's pretty much being charged every few nights. On day to day, just around the town, it's okay. It's pretty good. It does partly self-charge if you brake or go down hills, which does help a little bit. But you couldn't plan to use it as your daily car if you go on a holiday or something, really. At home, it's very easy. The point was put on, which was free of charge through another grant. And we just literally plug it in when we go in for the rest of the evening. And once it's fully charged, which you can see from the house by the indicators on it, it then just trickle charges throughout the night. So if you don't have to go out and unplug it, worried that it will overheat or anything like that. So that side of it's quite easy, really.